Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was leaving a specific store. As I left the store, an old woman yelled out at me, "Where's your mask? Can't you read?" And it did say mask required. And I turned over to her and I looked at her. I said, "Yes, ma'am, I can read. I have a master's degree and you have a very pleasant day." And I walked away. My name is Nicole Monte Brown, and I live in Orange County, California. I got yelled at the beach this weekend. This woman yelled at me, "I'm a registered nurse. Where's your mask?" "Have a very nice day, ma'am." And I just walk away. I am not scared of the coronavirus by any means. If the coronavirus was as deadly as they say it is to healthy people, we would all be in a world of trouble right now. At least I know for a fact I would be. I am a stay-at-home mom. I have a 17-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter. I've been running marathons for quite a few years, mainly up in the mountains and in the canyons. I am very conscious of my health and the health of my children. The three of us are very physically active. When I first heard of coronavirus, the narrative was not anything that was alarming. And then it grew and the yoga studio shut down. I thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is serious. My social life before the shutdown, I spent a lot of time with my running community and my yoga community. Those friends I unfortunately do not have anymore. And my new friends are the people that I have met at freedom rallies. Before all of this occurred with the shutdown, I'll be straight out and tell you, I was a political moron. I took voting as a joke. I probably did vote for Gavin Newsom. I voted for Hillary. Yes, sir, I did. Donald Trump did not move me. Actually, he concerned me. I thought to myself, you're a businessman and you're an awesome businessman, but can you run a country like a business? Well, let's fast forward 4 years. I would say that evidently he can. I began to watch the news, which I don't care for mainstream media, but I began to compare that with other sources of media that are not mainstream media, and the narrative was very, very different. I began to feel angry. There's something else going on, and I don't know what it is. I took a more of an active approach than to just lock myself down in my house. I questioned everything. What is coronavirus? Where did it come from? How did it get here? Why did it get here? Why are we taking the measures that we're taking when we didn't do this with any other flu? And then Michigan made a move.
How did they come up with this number of 6 feet? I think they just pulled it out of their rear end.
And I saw that and I thought, okay, someone is challenging this. Someone's demanding answers. I need to get involved in a public forum of some sort to challenge this, to demand answers, to ask questions. The Board of Supervisors had a public health officer by the name of Nicole Quick. So what she ended up doing was on Memorial Weekend at midnight on a 3-day weekend, she initiated a mandated mask order. So all of us people got wind of it and said, oh, how very interesting. On a 3-day weekend, no one to challenge her, a mask order. So we went down and we challenged the mask order. And we had a good 100 speakers every time we would go.
Y'all are sitting there breathing freely, building your immune systems without masks. This is a hoax. It's a fraud. There's nobody dying in excess of any other year in the last decade.
They began to question the public health officers and to push them to bring science. And they never did. So eventually, Dr. Nicole Quick quit.
Yesterday, Dr. Nicole Quick unexpectedly submitted her resignation. Supervisors say there were perceived threats against her at a May 26th board meeting.
The Quick and the Dead. That would be Dr. Nicole Quick.
I was pleased. She did something that was rather devious to the public of Orange County, and she needed to resign. Go back to wherever you came from. We went in and got the mask order reduced from mandated to strongly recommended. The Orange County Labor Union called a press conference to get their voices heard and to plead with the Board of Supervisors via the press conference to have the mask mandate put back on.
We go to work every day to help those who need us.
Do not work.
But reversal of the universal face mask policy puts healthcare workers at risk.
It was absolutely chaotic. There was a lot of screaming on both sides. I did not partake in screaming. It was a very tense situation, but it never, ever got violent under any circumstances. We're not anti-mask. We are pro-choice. You could feel that it is your duty to protect someone else because that's how you believe that's what it does. Please wear a mask. You may feel it protects yourself. Please wear a mask. For whatever reasons, you could be immunocompromised. Please wear a mask. It is your constitutional right to exercise that freedom of choice, but it's also ours. Let me tell you how I feel as a woman who runs by herself when she is running in an environment where there are men that have caps on their heads, sunglasses on, and their face is completely covered. It doesn't make me feel safe under any circumstances. When you see a person's face, you are able to read their face, the entire face. Hence the expression, it's written all over their face. You have people that are intimidated by law enforcement. Now, to have a person in a uniform with a mask on and a firearm on their hip, that doesn't make people feel comfortable. And in this climate, with what is going on with law enforcement, that mask needs to be off. They need to see the smiles on those people's faces to know that they are friendly. We do have government officials and we do have doctors that are saying, yes, you should do this. But we also have government officials and doctors who are saying, no, it's ridiculous. You should not do this. Would I wear a mask going to see my 98-year-old mother-in-law? Absolutely not. And she would probably rip it off my face. My father is 80 years old. He does not wear a mask. And you will not be able to ever to convince him to wear a mask because he will straight out tell you, I do what I want to do. My children do not wear masks. I will not have them subjected to what I call societal oppression via the government. The mask, in my opinion, represents for you to shut your mouth and do as you are told. They are trying to find out exactly how far we can push the people to get them to do what we want them to do. Coronavirus is not going away. And if people don't fight back, that mask is never going away either. And it will be a permanent part of society and a permanent part of people's uniforms. So if they don't like it, they need to speak up now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.